Yoel Perek Dalet Pasuk Vav. It's interesting how the victimization of children comes up in this parak as the one of the deepest charges against the enemies of Klal Yisrael. If you think about how Hamas treated the Bibas children, how the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, treated children, the enemies of the Jewish people never show any mercy or any kindness of any kind. We say in the Tochacha this coming week, as I record this, last week as you listen to this, the idea that Pnei Zekeinim Lo Nedaru, and children, they are ready to just murder. Uvnei Yehuda, Uvnei Yerushalayim, Mechartem Levnei HaYavonim. And the children of Yehuda, the children of Yerushalayim, you sold to the descendants of the Yavonim. When the Jews were still in their land, you kidnapped them and sold them far away from the land of Israel so that they could never come home ever again. Or even in the time of the Gaulis, they would come with the enemy and sell children off, Laman Harchikam Me'al Gavulam, so that they would be far distant from their border, carrying away a whole population to enslave, plundering everything they got their hands on, with children being the special victims. Dr. Breuer says, this shows the cruelty and at the same time the glowing hatred which filled the nations against the Jews. It was not merely satisfying their avarice, their greed. They were particular in selling them at a great distance away from their homeland. Zayin hineni me'iram. Behold, I'm going to be misoirer them. I'm going to arouse them min hamakom asher mechartem osem shama, from the faraway place to which you sold them. Vashivosi gemulchem beroshachem. I'll return your deeds, your retribution on your own heads. Look how you treated the Jewish people when you were ascendant. Guess what? You're going to get this back in multiples. I will sell your sons and daughters into the hands of the children of Yehuda. Now, this is not the same as the slave trading and kidnapping that the other nations engaged in. This is that I'm going to hand them over. I'm going to deliver all of your descendants into the hands of the Jews. And they will sell them to those of Sheva, like Malkas Sheva, the queen of Sheba, to a distant nation, Ki Hashem Diber, because Hashem has spoken. So eventually, they are going to be sold off. And Yevanim is very specific, says Rashi, because it said, Kenaan, actually, where it says, Eved Avodim Yeliachov, that he is going to be a slave of slaves to his brothers. So ultimately, enslavement is going to come back and rebound on your own heads. Isn't there a movement over the past 10 or 20 years about the idea of repayment, of compensation for all of the reparations, as they call it, to the slave? Well, these are the reparations to the Jews who were enslaved. Teskir uzos bagoyim. Announce this among the nations. Kadeshu milchama. Prepare war. We have before Aseres Adibros are handed down. Har Sinai, kidshu hayomu machar. Be prepared. Ha'iru hagibarim. Wake up, arouse all the mighty men. Yigeshu al ya'alu kol anshei milchama. All the men of war shall approach and ascend and go up. So we're talking about the Valley of Judgment, the Valley of Yehoshaphat. Get ready for the battle. All of you hostile nations, get your act together. Put everybody together. See if you can oppose HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a war. See how that's going to go. Iron Dome is one thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something entirely different. Yud kotu itechem lacharavos. That's a very interesting phrase that we know from Yeshaya. Beat your plowshares into swords. It's the reverse. Rather than beating the implements of war into implements of peace and pruning hooks to feed humanity, let them take all the metal that they have and turn it into spears and swords. Umazmiroseichem liramochim. They're pruning hooks into spears, as we said. Hachalosh yomar giborani. The weak one is going to say, I am mighty. I've got an AK-47. I've got a gun. Nobody can stop me. Frequently, many of these horrifying mass murderers of the last several years are not strong individuals. They're victimized individuals, weak individuals, people who feel that the world has destroyed their opportunities. And suddenly put a gun in their hands and a bunch of rounds of ammunition and they are mighty. Yeah, even the weak one says that. Yud Aleph, Ushu Vavou Kol HaGoyim Misaviv V'Nikbatsu. Gather and come, all of you nations from around, and they will gather. Shama Han Chas Hashem Giborecha. There Hashem is going to break your mighty men. In the Valley of Judgment, when the judgment comes together, they are going to really get it. Some people connect this to the idea that the mighty angels of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are going to come down and do battle. So there's going to be some battle, but it begins with the Kochi Va'otzim Yadi feeling among the enemies of Klal Yisrael that they can't lose, they can't be defeated. The Jewish people are isolated and alone and outnumbered. What can the Jews do to save themselves? Ah, but we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu fighting for us. And that is an entirely different kettle of fish.